K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, here on this Monday, June 2nd, 2025, this K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is baseball, track and field, football, later on this fall, the new era of women's soccer, men's women's basketball, so much more. First time this podcast ever, here in the middle of the year, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Well, another shoe's been dropped, and the K-State baseball season officially has now come to a close. They're following a loss to Texas there. K-State tried to bow back with some late-game heroics late, but it was too deep of a hole to... they dug themselves too deep of a hole as they followed Texas and Austin in the Austin regional yesterday there. Double elimination format, and of course, when K-State lost, got blown out by UTSA in the first game. They put themselves in a bind. There they beat, of course, Houston Christian over the weekend, and then could not outpower Texas there, despite a big game from Isovosko. Going deep twice in this game still was not enough there, as K-State loses to Texas there in a former Big 12 Soul Showdown in the Austin Regional, 15-8. There, all these other stats right now don't mean nothing because K-State, their season's done. Their season's done, over, done with there. And K-State. Yeah, Kansas State, with the season coming to a close, now track and field is the only athletic sport program going here in the 2024-25 campaign. And when that's over in another week, then everything is wrapped up. You can close the book on the Kansas State athletic calendar year of 2024-25. But back to baseball here on this particular episode here. If you've been with us throughout the weekend, or if you're not a subscriber to this everyday podcast, what have you been doing? Make sure you go ahead and do a subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content daily. We're going to be doing that throughout the summer. Yes, I know everything's quiet and all that, but still, there's something to talk about. We're going to look back a little bit. And obviously, look ahead, obviously, to the 2025 fall schedule, obviously, to open up the 2025-26 campaign there as well. K-State baseball, 32-26. They finish it up there, of course, with its second straight run in the NCAA tournament there as well. The K-State was one of... Coming into this big tournament, K-State was one of six teams to make it into the tournament, obviously, there. Now, we'll get to Pete Hughes in a bit. K-State, 10-8 all time. And remember, at the beginning of the weekend, K-State, to my surprise, had a six consecutive winning streak going into regionals. Obviously, that was snapped on Friday night against UTSA there. 10-8 all time in regional play, 4-2 now in the Pete Hughes era there as well. Seth Dardar, yeah, it's interesting now because yeah, H.S. Vasco homered Dardar, three Wildcats homered in this regional that included H.S. Vasco and Nick English. If you go back to the game one with UTSA, pit home run off the bench in a losing cause there as well. And this stat, you cannot go far in a tournament. 15 runs, get up 15 runs. I don't care who it is. To UTSA, Houston Christian, Texas, Cincinnati, I don't care who it is. You give up 15 runs, it's hard. And yeah, baseball, we've seen share of 2011 games, 2015 games, something like that. But still, though, that's no excuse. 15 runs given up, You're not gonna go far in the postseason or any normal game like that, right? So yeah, 15 runs yesterday given up by K-State, the most in that's the most allowed in postseason history. That's not how you want to end things there. There as well. So we went on some notes there as well in this ball game. Pete Hughes now in this losing effort there. Yeah, K-State was once down 11-3. Escape this too deep of a hole. A team like that, obviously Texas, you knew what you're going against. It's not like we didn't know. Texas used to be in the Big 12 conference. You knew this opponent going in there, and you step on your own toes. There's ball game, and you try to get yourself out of a hole. You bury yourself too deep of a hole there in there. Pete Hughes, after the season coming to a close yesterday, down in Austin, Texas, quote, "Disappointing day. We got off to a bad start." And you can't do that in somebody else's stadium against a really good club. And he goes on to say here, quote, well, actually, when we almost did not finish it. It really get a good club, and especially one as offense as Texas. Quote, "Proud of the way we punched back in the first inning, that's for sure. But you know, when you give someone four or sometimes five outs in an inning with an offense like that, it's a dangerous way to live, and we just live the result there as well." Yeah, they live. Yeah, it's just like a current copy, a little bit of the UTSA game there. Well, UTSA had, well, they didn't score their runs till late, but again, you give a team opportunity like that, it's going to be tough there, especially giving up 15 runs like K-State did yesterday in the ball game. Yeah, K-State was the home team in this ball game and still lost. Even though Texas was playing in that friendly confines in Austin, Texas, K-State was a designated home team there. And yeah, 6 runs in the first inning, as we check in the box score, 6 runs in the first inning. So you put yourself already there, 6-0. You haven't even batted yet. And then, yeah, it was 10-3 after 3 runs. Yeah, K-State battled, answered with 3 of their own in the bottom half of the first, and then Texas with a punch back in the third. So it was 10-3 before, and then of course I mentioned it was 11-3 after that. Yeah, this was 14-3. After 6 innings, and then K-State tried to work themselves back in it. Texas did tack on one more in the 8th inning. K-State scored runs in the later frames, 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, and 1 in the 9th inning there. Still was not enough. So you cannot dig yourself in too deep of a hole there. Texas, 15 runs, 16 hits, no errors. K-State, final game of 2025. 8 runs, only six hits in this game. And a third of those belong to AJ Skavosko. 2 errors. it's not going to get it done there as well in this ball game. Tanner Duke got the start in this ball game. I thought it was going to be Michael Gavedo in this game. It turns out that was a mistake there. First off, by Pete Hughes going with a bullpen arm instead of going with your third starter, or was your second starter throughout majority of the season. So I don't know what was that decision about. In this case here, why did you go to your other starter? I have no idea there. James Gavette got hammered. Tanner Duke, he got hammered. J.J. Slack only lasted a third of an inning. Adam Arthur and Michael Gavedo did not pitch in this game until late. So I 2 innings pitched there for him, and then Dante Lewis pitched the 9th there for Kansas State in this game. Yeah, I don't understand that one. I really don't. In an elimination game, why are you going to a bullpen game? I don't know. I don't know. If you got past Texas, then I would understand a bullpen game in the next game, because if the winner of that game of yesterday game would have played again on a nightcap. I told you that. I told y'all that yesterday's postcast, right? If K-State would have won this game, you would have to turn around. And yes, I would have understood a bullpen game. But I don't understand. You had a starter right there in the wings in Quevedo, and you don't use him until later in the ball game. I just don't understand. I don't like that decision. I don't like that decision. I hate that decision at all right there. When Quevedo's been one of your 3 consistent starters all year long, I don't get it. Coach Hughes, I don't get it. I don't get why you did that. AJ Skavosko on the night, 2-for-4. Both of his hits were home runs. Drove in 3. Nick English was a designated hitter. Did not get a hit in this ball game. Shantiro shutout. He was pitch hit later on in the game there. Keaton O'Connor was 1-for-5 in the ball game. Seth Dardar, also 1-for-5 in the game. Yeah, K-State, offensively, only 6 hits in this game. So yeah, so yeah, man. Some of this leads me to question. Definitely the question to start for sure there as well. Left to be desired there as K-State wraps up the 2025 season and gets eliminated in the 2025 Austin Regional there. There's nothing else to really tack on. It's like, right, well, this is always next year. But yeah, for this team to make it, to sneak in the back door, to get an at-large bid to the Austin Regional is an accomplishment of itself. And then back-to-back NCAA appearances is huge for this program. But again, some of this decision-making throughout this year in spots, just like the last game of the year yesterday, leaves me left to be desired. That's to be deserved. But hey, K-State, the season's done there as they lose to Texas and Austin, 15-8 in a 25 season is in the books for K-State baseball. There, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, wherever chance to record K-State content. We'll come back to this at some point within the next month or so, and then obviously we'll look ahead. But we'll come back to this. To baseball there, and obviously, I wonder what Alex have to say, obviously, about that. Right now, we are scheduled to go on, back on, obviously, on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over there. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D-A, apostrophe S Podcast. You want more Bulls coverage of Cats, and again, we posted an episode last week. Go check that out before we record this week's episode at some point, and again, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to close the book on the 2025 season for K-State baseball here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State finishes up the year 32-26 there after losing to Texas there, putting themselves in a hole early in this game. 15. Let me get this right here. Yeah, Texas. Sorry, it's Texas 15. Kansas State 8. Alex Aiden, Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.